come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Tony Herrera. Tony is the program supervisor of the Egg Safety and Quality Management Program with the California Department of Food and Agriculture. And Tony is talking to us from his office in Sacramento. And the program's goal is to provide consumers with shell eggs that are wholesome, properly labeled, refrigerated, and of established quality while maintaining fair and equitable marketing standards in the egg industry. So let's talk first about wholesome. I think one of the things that people, when they think of eggs, that they're concerned about is salmonella. How do you check for that, and what are some of the concerns?
Well, first off, thank you for having me on your program. I appreciate it. And, you know, as far as salmonella goes, salmonella is one of those bacteria that, you know, you can't see, you can't smell, you know, when you break open that egg. So what we try and do here at CDFA is it's all about prevention. And in CDFA, we have a program called California Quality Assurance Plan, CCAP. And this is a salmonella prevention program. It's been established since the late 1990s here in California. And in all those years, we have never had a salmonella incident traced back to eggs from California.
Wow.
Yeah, and basically what this program does, it starts at the farm. It's a voluntary program currently. Producers who sign up for it have to make sure that they purchase their chicks from a reputable source, and then the areas are swabbed a few times a year, and you know, you have rodent control, what have you, because all those things can contribute to, you know, the presence of salmonella. Again, what we try and do is just try and prevent from the very start. And then what our program does is to ensure that, that's where refrigeration comes in. Because if the eggs aren't properly refrigerated, if there is bacteria, you're asking for trouble.
Yeah, you're growing it in those temperatures.
Exactly.
Right. That's where it starts to happen. So let's talk then about properly labeling eggs. What sorts of things need to be on the label for eggs?
Well, what we require here with the program is you have to have grade and size on there. And the grades that we recognize are grade AA, grade single A, you know, grade B. And the words keep refrigerated or the safe handling instructions that FDA requires have to be on that carton. A quantity statement, an identity statement, identity meaning eggs.
what's in the carton?
That carton. And a responsibility statement should be on there, you know, somewhere in that carton. Should say Jennifer's Egg Farms, Humboldt, California, with the zip.
Okay.
You know, so we know who produced them. And then, of course, we have a data pack, sell-by date, and a identification number, which is usually your handler number that we issue you when you register with us. You know, basically, again, for trace back for food safety.
Okay. And then let's talk about that date of the pack date. And you guys use a Julian date. Tell us what that is.
Well, your Julian calendar date, to tell you the truth, I can't remember if it's named after a Roman emperor or a pope.
But
anyway,
seems
it's
like
basically
it should be.
It's basically January 1 would be 1. January 2nd would be 2. It's the date of the year.
So December 31st would be 365.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a little antiquated, isn't it?
Well, the thing is that, you know, when the industry put this together, I would imagine they did it simply because having multiple dates, perhaps the consumer would get confused. Well, is this the sell-by date or is this one the sell-by date?
Oh.
You know, because it's on the carton.
So is the sell-by date, is it also a Julian date or is that
no,
a...
No,
oh.
No. What we require is that on a carton, it should say April 25th or 4/25.
Okay.
So in close proximity to that statement sell-by. And that's another thing, too, is that we require the wording sell-by to use, not best buy, not expires by.
Right.
It has to be sell-by.
Okay. And now let's talk about grading. So you have AA, A, and B. Is that correct?
Yeah.
C-grade eggs, I didn't know that there was a grading for that, but that is for animal feed only.
What we consider as a C-grade egg, it's basically, there's something wrong with that egg. It's a defect. And we score it against any of those three other grades.
Okay.
There's a quality problem with that egg. But most of the time, if you have C-grade eggs, you can't market them because the law clearly states that be great or better can only be sold.
Okay.
So most of the time, yes, you know, they're made into animal feed, pet food, that type of thing.
Okay. What does an egg have to do to be an AA egg?
Well, AA eggs, and, you know, as we explain this to our small producers, is that what basically determines a grade of that egg is the air cell. So that when you handle that egg, you know, looking at the internal quality of that egg, a fresh egg will have little or no air cell at all because it's so fresh. As an egg gets older, you know, the shell is porous, you get evaporation, that air cell starts to get a little larger. So we use our air cell gauge, which we'll talk about, to measure the size of that air cell. And that determines whether or not it's a grade AA, grade A, or grade B.
Okay. So let's talk about the air cell gauge. When do you use that?
Most of the large producers in the state have a USDA resident grader there. They're either looking at all of the eggs being packed at that facility or maybe just certain loads. Whatever USDA doesn't look at, doesn't inspect, state of California will inspect. We have to. We're mandated. So when our inspectors, you know, go into a coal room and start pulling cases of eggs off of pallets, we'll take them back to our little handling booth. And again, we have to determine what the grade is, and that's we pull out our air cell gauge. And if the carton says grade AA, we'll candle those eggs, compare it to what size the air cell is supposed to be as you're candling with that air cell gauge, and see whether or not they are AA.
Okay. AA eggs should have a really small air cell.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you're talking about a large producer, how big are we talking?
We have large producers in this state that can have up to 1 million birds.
Okay. So let's talk about blood eggs, because I grew up, you know, when you cracked open an egg and you saw blood in it, that you always said, oh, that's a fertile egg. And, you know, either you cared or you didn't care. And, you know, if you cared, you maybe didn't use that egg. But there are a lot of things that can cause blood eggs. And what are some of the things that cause that, that make an egg bloody?
Well, that can be caused by the hen could be sick. She could also be an older hen, you know, reaching that point where her best production years are behind her, you know.
Uh-huh.
Or she could be stressed, you know. Box in the hen house, dog in the hen house, anything that makes them skittish, makes them stressful. And, you know, they will develop blood in their reproductive system. And that gets into the egg. So, you know, those are basically the three main things. You know, they're either sick, they're getting old, or they're stressed out.
Okay. And if there is an egg with blood in it, in your eggs, what should you do with it?
Well, you know, again, since you're not quite sure whether or not that hen is sick, I would toss it.
You would toss it?
You know.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a cosmetic thing. But again, you're not sure whether or not that hen is sick from some type of disease or what type of disease. So, yeah, I'd go ahead and toss it.
Okay, and speaking of tossing it, I just want to mention rotten eggs. Definitely toss those. I've only had that experience a couple times with a friend whose children were gathering the eggs, and they'd probably been out there for a while. And once you've cracked open a rotten egg, it's just, you'll never forget.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, Tony, we're coming to an end here, and it's just been really great talking to you and learning more about eggs and how the Egg Safety and Quality Management Program with the California Department of Food and Agriculture is helping to make sure that all our eggs are good. Thank you so much,
okay.
Tony.
Well, thank you.
Crepes and the cakes, hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.